time for this war to end. That's what US Vice President Kamala Harris said after she met with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the White House. He met with President Joe Biden earlier, but there were no public comments. The Israeli Prime Minister was given a rapturous reception when he addressed Congress, but thousands of people demonstrated outside the White House against Israel's war in Gaza. As Julian Manchester, national politics correspondent with The Hill in Washington, D.C., has been telling us.
So on the streets of Washington, I don't think it was particularly friendly because of these pro-Palestinian protests. Of course, those protests took place on Wednesday, and we saw that, following his address to Congress that same day, there were, semi-riots really outside of Union Station, a major train station in Washington, D.C. We saw that Hamas was spray painted onto a statue of Christopher Columbus outside of Union Station. American flag was replaced with a Palestinian flag. American flag was burned on the ground. So it was, resulted in a ton of traffic. And this was all by the U.S. Capitol building. So much of the roads leading to the Capitol building were shut down. So it was pretty chaotic. So not exactly friendly, even though there were certainly Netanyahu supporters in the halls of Congress that day. And look, inside of the White House, I think it's a mixed bag, because we know that right now, even though President Biden is, he's reacted, he's been very pro-Israel in his policies. There is a growing pressure for Benjamin Netanyahu to do, as the White House says, a better job with handling the civilian casualty situation in Gaza.
The rapturous reception that Netanyahu received when he addressed Congress looked, at least in passing, to be very different to the very low-key public nature of his meeting with Biden, just a few awkward minutes where they were asked to smile for the cameras.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we didn't really get too much of a, look at his press conference or his meeting with Biden. It was a photo op, and then, journalists were led away. But clearly, I think there's quite a bit of tension there between the two. We've come such a long way from the days after October 7th, when there's that picture of Joe Biden traveling to Israel and the two of them hugging on the tarmac. I think since then, Joe Biden's been out under a lot of pressure politically to be more critical of Benjamin Netanyahu, and that's played out in the relationship.
Where does Kamala Harris stand on Israel's war on Gaza now?
So she's the vice president. So she, this is the Biden administration. She, has the same platform as Joe Biden has. Theoretically, she would be a continuation of that platform. She gave remarks the other yesterday on, following her meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, expressed her support for Israel, gave, a very pro-Israel remarks, but they were slightly different in tone, in that we saw that she was so critical of Israel and seemed, sort of to heighten the pressure on Israel in terms of how it's handling, the humanitarian situation in Gaza. So certainly very similar to President Biden's remarks. But remember, if she were elected president and it becomes her administration, it's no longer Joe Biden leading the show, it's her. So, this could go a number of different ways for Kamala Harris.
But one of her likely choices as vice president running mate is very pro-Israel.
Yes, pro-Israel. He's a Democrat, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. He's made pro-Israel remarks, in the past. But at the same time, while he's pro-Israel, he has been somewhat critical of Benjamin Netanyahu, I think, which is the viewpoint of a lot of Jewish Americans. But the problem is that you have a number of Democrats pushing for Josh Shapiro, but a lot of progressives and those in the party who were more sympathetic to the Palestinian cause, who are pushing against a Josh Shapiro. So You know, there's a question as to, you know, how much his stance is going to impact her decision on who her vice president pick is.
The protests outside the White House, the low-key nature of the meeting between the two leaders, the comments from Kamala Harris, and yet, is there any sign of any real change in support from America for Israel's war on Gaza?
You know, at this point, no. I think what we saw in terms of the meetings at the White House, the, you know, photo op meeting between, you know, Kamala Harris and Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as President Biden's meeting with him, I don't think it signals a major change. You know, there could have been, you know, some movement behind closed doors, but, you know, we did not hear of any major shift. I think the president's rhetoric on, you know, towards Netanyahu has maybe gotten a little more, is a bit more pressure. It represents a bit more pressure against him. But, you know, it still seems that the Biden administration is taking a very pro-Israel stance.
And Benjamin Netanyahu meets Donald Trump next.
He does. He's meeting Donald Trump next. And, you know, look, he met Kamala Harris. She is, you know, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Donald Trump is the Republican nominee. Benjamin Netanyahu knows what it's like to work with a Donald Trump in the White House. He, you know, worked with him for 4 years. Kamala Harris would be, you know, sort of a new figure to work with. So, you know, that's what you're seeing here. And I think you're seeing Benjamin Netanyahu watching this, you know, watching the political situation here in Washington play out. And he's trying to, I think, sort of, you know, prepare for the eventual outcome.
That's Julia Manchester in Washington.